And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics. Each of my guest subject has something to do with politics. My next guest is an Academy Award-winning actor for his role in West Side Story way back in 1961. We'll discuss his acting career and the honor bestowed upon him by the Ventura Film Festival at this year's gala opening night. And if you have a question or if you want to talk to George Chakiris, you can always call us at 639-0008. George Chakiris made his film debut at the tender age of 12 years old, singing in the chorus of the movie Song of Love in 1947. Following his graduation from high school, he supported his nighttime dancing, singing, and dramatic lessons with a daytime job clerking at a Los Angeles department store. Later, he starred in acting, dancing roles in several musicals, including Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, you might remember that, with Marilyn Monroe, White Christmas, The Girl Rush, There's No Business Like Show Business, Brigadoon, and Meet Me in Las Vegas. In 1958, George traveled to New York, hoping for his Broadway break. He heard that Jerome Robbins was casting the London company of West Side Story. He auditioned, and he won the co-starring role of Riff, who was the leader of the Jets, for those of you who might remember. Interestingly enough, however, it was the role of Bernardo in Robert Wise's film version of West Side Story in 1961 that earned George the Golden Globe nomination and also the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. Since then, he starred in a succession of films and TV roles. He's appeared been a guest star on such shows as Hawaii Five-0, The New Adventures of Wonder Woman, Chips, Scarecrow and Mrs. King, Murder, She Wrote, and he had a recurring role in Dallas from 1985 to 1986. George has also released several recordings. George Chakiris' memories are made of these. The Gershwin Songbook, of course, West Side Story, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joining us from Hollywood, California. Hi, George. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hey, you got all of that right. That's very good.
Well, you are on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I want to make sure we get the details right. The devil is in the details. And I was just thinking about this.
Thank you.
Well, I was just thinking about the honor that having you on the show. I've had Emmy Award winners. I've had Tony Award winners. I've even had some Grammy Award winners on the show. But, George, you are the first Academy Award winner. So thank you so much for being my guest. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.
Well, now, I was doing some research, and you were quoted as saying, "I wouldn't mind if Bernardo was the only thing that people remembered me for. It was a privilege just to be there to contribute to something so wonderful."
Yeah.
And you even go on to say that the last scene still gets to you every time. It brings tears to your eyes. What I liked about West Side Story, at the heart of it is a modern adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
It's set in New York City in the late 1950s, early 1960s. What do you think it is, George, about West Side Story that resonates with viewers even today?
Well, first of all, Leonard Bernstein's incredible score. Jerome Robbins' amazing choreography, which is not just dance for the sake of dance, but every movement that Jerry has for all the characters is character motivated, and also it's a dialogue. It advances the plot, so it keeps moving. And so Jerome Robbins' contribution is extraordinary. And of course, it was his baby to begin with in New York. You know.
Yeah.
But also I think there's this story about these two young people who are very much in love. You know, the Romeo and Juliet thing and. There's a line that Natalie has in the movie. It's to Tony, to Richard Beamer. It's not us. It's everything around us. And I think that's a line that I think that a lot of people can identify with. It also has to do with prejudice. So many things. But I think ultimately, it's so rich in substance and what it's about that I think. You can't leave this film without having felt something, and no matter what I see, I'm more impressed by a film that does make me feel something. And I think West Side Story very strongly, and again that last scene with Natalie, you really feel you get caught up with these people, and you really feel something. I think quite powerful.
It's very true. My guest is George Chakiris. And George, in the movie, I found it was very interesting. Your dancing was superb in that particular movie. But
well, thank you.
What was interesting to me is the way Jerome Robbins actually used dancing to portray two different gangs. And if you stop and think about it, remove yourself from the movie for just a minute, and you think about two rival gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, dancing. I mean, it defies imagination. You wouldn't think the Blood and the Crips in Los Angeles are going to go out in the street and dance. And yet,
well, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Somehow or another, you know, he makes that believable. Talk to me about how important the dancing was and how the dancing actually made that rivalry believable on screen.
Oh, wow. Well, again, the dancing is just a hugely important aspect of the film, as Leonard Bernstein's score was. Jerry, I mean, hey, it was a musical to begin with in the theater, and it's a musical film as well, but it's not a typical musical at all. I think it has its own place as a musical, and that is very much due to Jerry Robbins' work as a choreographer and, of course, as a director as well, along with Robert Wise. And Jerry's movement for all of the characters, whether the Jets or Sharks, is based totally on the way they are feeling. Every dance move is like a line, a piece of dialogue, and every dance sequence or musical sequence, as I said before, advances the plot. In let's say a quote unquote normal musical, which I have great respect for, I love all most musicals, the story will go along to a certain point, and then there will be a dance number or a song or something, and then when that's finished, the story will pick up where it left off. In West Side Story, for example, in the latter part of the movie where the cool number takes place, with Tucker Smith as Ice, he's so fantastic singing cool.
Yes.
But in cool, when that the dialogue comes up to it and to that moment where they have to explode and feel what they feel, and which is expressed by Jerry Robbins' magnificent choreography, and when it's over, that has advanced because the plot, the number is actually like dialogue, as I said, the dance movements are dialogue, and when it is over, then the story continues. I hope I'm making...
No, you're making yourself perfectly clear.
In a clear way.
Yes.
That's the richness and the genius of Jerry. Jerry was absolutely... You can use the word genius connected to Jerry very, very comfortably. You know, it's not a word to toss around lightly. But Jerry was absolutely genius, a perfectionist, first of all, with himself, and then, of course, we all felt that perfectionist aspect of his what he was about and his work, and so we all had to rise to that occasion. But anyway, this is a very long answer to your question,
but it's a very good answer.
I hope I've done it well. I'm sorry. I thought that's my answer to your question.
My guest is George Chakiris, who was Bernardo in the film version of West Side Story. And George, I thought it was interesting that you started out in the West End of London playing Riff, who was the leader of the all-white Jets gang.
I know. But when people say, "Oh my God, you played Riff," you know, it's like they can't believe it. You know, what happened was when I first went to New York and I auditioned for Jerry the first time, the stage manager Ruth Mitchell, stage manager at that time of West Side Story in New York, told me to read the role of Bernardo, because she looked at me and she said, "I think you should read for Bernardo," which is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I read for Bernardo, Jerry asked me to look at the role of Riff, you know, take 20 minutes back in the wings of the theater somewhere and look at the role of Riff, and which I did, and I read Riff on that same day. And ultimately had me, I auditioned two other times. I learned Cool, which Riff does in the theater version. In the film version, it's done by Ice, the character played by Tucker Smith. And so it comes in a different place in the layout of the... I'm going on and on here. So Jerry ultimately cast me as Riff, and I have to say I felt very comfortable. I loved playing Riff in the theater, and we all got... In London, the West Side Story just took the West End and the English theater community. Everybody, we Princess Margaret, everybody just took London by storm. And Chita Rivera, the original Anita, she originated the role of Anita.
Yes.
And then, so I was lucky to be able to do play in the theater version with Chita. And then in the film with the fabulous Rita Moreno. They're both so incredible, you know. So, but anyway, yes, I did play Riff, and I have to say it worked, you know.
Sure, but now my million-dollar question is, which role was harder, the role of Riff, the leader of the Jets, or the role of Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I think because my first experience with West Side was playing Riff, and I was, you know, nervous. I was hoping I'd do well and wouldn't be fired during the first week, you know. So I would say that Riff was harder in that respect, and also the Cool number, because in Cool there's a toward the end of the rubber there's a double turn on the knees where you have to stop on a dime, and that was the moment where everybody had to be really careful. So Cool was a challenge, and of course it was in the film too. But if you know somebody makes a mistake in the film, you just cut and you do it again. I would say the theater version was more of a challenge for me to begin with, and then having done the theater version for a year and a half, Bernardo was a challenge, but I was so familiar with the entire piece by that time that I loved what I was doing. I loved the role of Bernardo as well.
Sure, that makes sense. My guest is George Chakiris, who was Bernardo in the movie, 1961 movie, West Side Story. And George, I want to ask you to fast forward to the present day right now. You know that West Side Story is being revived on Broadway, only with a twist. The Spanish roles are now all spoken and sung completely in Spanish. So I want to ask you, as somebody who's played a lot in this particular role, what does it add to the music in the book to be sung in Spanish? What does it lose by being sung in Spanish?
Well, I'll tell you, it started out that way, but they ended up changing a lot of that in the course of their run. So they eliminated a lot of that Spanish, because if the audience who is not familiar with the piece and suddenly a scene is in Spanish or a song is in Spanish, they don't know what it's about. So they, as they went along, Arthur Lawrence, who directed that production and who wrote the book for the original piece in the theater, they thought it was a good idea to begin with it, but it turned out to be a good idea to use just slightly and not overdo it. I saw the production, that production here in Los Angeles when it came here, and mm-hmm. by that time, a lot of that Spanish dialogue was gone. So again, it started out that way, but they changed it with time because the audience was having trouble.
I see.
Understanding what was being said and sung. And clearly, you know, it's for the audience, so they have to know what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to lose the audience in the middle of the show. My guest is George Chakiris, who was Bernardo in West Side Story, who's also going to be coming to Ventura, and we'll talk to him about that in just a few minutes. But George, you're much, much more than just Bernardo. You had a lot of other film, TV roles. You cut records, as I said. You were actually a quadruple threat when you think about all of your talents. Oh. But I want to ask you to give us the skinny on some of your other roles. Now, you worked with Marilyn Monroe in the number Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. So yeah. Give us the skinny. What was it like working with Marilyn Monroe on that piece?
Well, it was fantastic. One of my favorite credits is to say I was one of the guys behind Marilyn Monroe. I started my first job in show business, except for when I was 12, singing with the choir and that Katharine Hepburn film, Song of Love. My first job was as a dancer. Because it's just the way things happened. So I was a chorus dancer in a number of really wonderful, wonderful Hollywood musicals, and that was sort of the tail end of the Hollywood musicals. But
yes.
Yeah, one of the movies that I was in the chorus of, and my two favorite ones were White Christmas, where we four guys were around Rosie Clooney and the number she does called Love You Didn't Do Right By Me. And then, of course, there were quite a few of us behind Marilyn Monroe. I mean, there were probably 20 or maybe more guys behind her. But just she was amazing. She was absolutely amazing.
Was she much maligned as a star? Because people who have worked with her said she had tremendous talent, but people, the movie-going public, view her as sort of a blonde bimbo.
Sorry, what?
I say people who have worked with Marilyn Monroe really consider that she had great talent. However, many moviegoers and certainly many critics viewed her as nothing more than a blonde bimbo.
Well, that's highly unfair to her. I can see why they do that, but why they would think that, because of just her physical appearance. She was amazing to look at, and in person as well, with or without makeup. You know, she was phenomenal. But she had so much more. She was highly, she was a fabulous actress. She had musical talent, and she wasn't a trained dancer, but she moved instinctively very beautifully. She was fantastically talented. And listen, Marilyn Monroe could not have become the icon that she's become if she were just a blonde, you know, good-looking girl. No, there's much, much more to her, and there's a depth to what she does. And one of the things I remember, as a chorus dancer behind her, how concentrated and how deeply she cared about her work. For example, if they had to cut for any reason, technical, whatever, she didn't go check herself out in the mirror. She didn't go to her dressing room. She came right back to her starting position to start to work again. She was. I often compare her with Jerry Robbins. You know, we all care about our work. Everybody cares about what they're doing. But to me, when I think of Marilyn Monroe and Jerry Robbins, the caring somehow went deeper with those two people. That's what I think.
Very definitive words.
I think anybody who thinks of her as just a blonde bombshell does her a tremendous disservice, and it's not true.
You heard it here from George Chakiris, who was Bernardo in West Side Story. And George, Ventura, you're coming to Ventura this weekend. We're bestowing a great honor upon you. You're coming here for the Ventura Film Festival's gala opening night. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, I've heard about the Ventura Film Festival before, they called me and asked me, because they were doing this is the 50th year of West Side, 50th, I'm sorry, anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Of West Side Story. So there are different West Side Story things going on. There's one at the Hollywood Bowl. There's one I'm going to in Paris on the 18th of this month.
Ooh la la.
And this one with the Ventura Film Festival, which is just tremendous. And the Ventura Film Festival itself is a wonderful, wonderful festival and event. It's a 10-day festival in which they honor across the board young filmmakers, student filmmakers, and people come from around the world for this 10-day festival. So when I was invited to come and take part in this and to be honored, with a Lifetime Achievements Award, I was really, really pleased me because I love what this film festival is about.
Well, the film festival kicks off this Saturday, July the 9th. It's going to be held, the gala is going to be held at the Ventura Beach Marriott. Tickets are still available. If you want to get tickets or find out more, go to the website, venturafilmfestival.org/tickets, and you can get your tickets there. George, I can't believe how quickly the time has gone by. It has been a true delight having you as my guest. Thanks so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with
Thank
Billy Brain.
Thank you so much, and I love your questions. They're great.
Thanks, George. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.